It's Matthew David Hurtado with the Natural Health Report. And my guest today is Shannon Walbrand. She is one of South Africa's...
Blog Talk Radio.
The best years of your life are ahead. Live from Hollywood, California, the man who traded in hope for a solution, the vaccine for America's pharma dream, the man who legalized stealing your health back. You're listening to the Natural Health Report with your host, Matthew David Hurtado.
Welcome to the show. This is Matthew David Hurtado. You're listening and watching the Natural Health Report, and I'm here today with Shannon Walbrand, who is the top psychic in South Africa, and she's world-renowned, very accurate. We had the opportunity to speak with her a week ago, and it was amazing. The people who called in, people who wrote in, they were blown away by the accuracy. I was blown away by the accuracy, and it's a pleasure to have you back, Shannon. How are you today? Okay, well, Shannon's here. Okay, let's see. Can you hear me, Shannon? Okay, we're going to get this audio fixed here real quick. Michelle, are you still on the line?
Are you there?
Yeah, I don't hear Shannon, actually. I'm not hearing her come through.
I don't remember if she had her phone on or not.
I'm not sure. I'm not hearing anything come through here when I'm speaking.
All right. Now can you see her?
I can see her just fine. I just can't hear anything.
Okay. She may...
Okay. All right. No, nope, not hearing you, Shannon. Are you, Michelle, is there anything you can hear?
I don't hear, I hear you, but I don't.
Okay. Maybe, does she have to come back in with, or is there?
I think that she hung up the phone. I don't remember last time.
Shannon, does your microphone work in your computer?
So I've got a good status stream. Is the status stream okay? Is it on this end? Should I see her?
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, caller. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just hang tight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
There you are. We can hear you now, Shannon.
Can you hear me, Matthew?
Yes, now it's clear as ever.
Is it really clear?
Yes.
Can you really hear me now?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, that's fine. I'm ready to be here. Hello?
Excellent. Okay, great.
The show is recording.
Yep. I think we're recording.
And let's make sure.
Okay. Okay, we are recording. Okay.
Just hang on. Starting the broadcast right now, okay?
Yep.
So you can restart your intro.
Okay.
Because I can edit together the little clip that plays and then take out all this.
Hang on the line, caller. We're going to restart the show.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, and count to 10 because it takes a second for this broadcast to start. So count to 10 and then
Okay. Hello, this is Matthew David Hurtado, and you're listening and watching the Natural Health Report. Sorry, you're listening to and watching the Natural Health Report, and I have a couple guests here today. The guest host for this presentation is Shannon Walbrand. She is the top psychic in South Africa, world-renowned, and very, very accurate. We got the chance to talk to her last week, and she gave some insights into health, into other areas, mostly health and how to do muscle testing. And it was a very educational and informative broadcast. And we might touch on that a little bit, but we're going to kind of see where this goes. I also have Sabrina with us. And
hello.
Sabrina's going to participate. And we do have a caller on the line. So welcome to the show, Shannon. How are you?
Hi. Very good, thank you. Good to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, last week you were so spot on, and I actually asked a question for Sabrina, Shannon, and she wasn't here, and you said that you wanted her to be either writing in or be present, so I brought her to the studio because you were so accurate. She wanted to talk to you again about that, so I'm going to let her start off the hour. And
do you want to take the call?
And we'll get to the call just after this, but I want to ask Sabrina start in and ask you to elaborate on what we talked about last week.
Hi, Sabrina. So I'm a spirit guide interpreter. I'm a psychic who helps people by connecting with their angels and guides. And one of my parameters is that I can't have somebody ask a question on that. Mm-hmm. So when he said that his friend had a question, I can't ask the question. So what is your question?
I suppose my questions have been along the lines of more of my life purpose. I'm a mother, and I feel like that's my primary, that's the thing that runs my life. I don't know how to do much different than that, and I'm trying to find out beyond just being a mom, like, what am I here for? Because I stop myself when I start to do something because I'm afraid that it will take me away from being good mom. So
Yeah, I'm also a mom, and my child is really young. So that is really my primary purpose. What I'm hearing for you is that there's such a gift waiting for you, which is that you're going to be able to combine the things that you've learned about being a parent. You're going to be able to help other parents. So there's a blog that you're able to find. I don't know if you've seen it already. It's called Parenting. Check that one out.
Uh-huh. I will look it up.
Think about the lady who writes that blog, Markham, M-A-R-K-A-M, Laura Markham. Wrote a book about people. Very interesting that the angel that tells people too, that you used to have kind of a bad temper, and you have figured out how to and in the process you've been healing in terms of you being irritable, and you've learned how to talk to you of your child better. And in doing so, you've learned how to relate to the rest of the world really much more positive.
I feel that I recognize my temper now the way I didn't before, and I do know that I've gotten a lot better when certain things happen where I feel like I can feel it, and I just have been learning to just
You catch your temper before it impacts on your child and before it impacts on other people. Well done for them. You're supposed to read the AHA Parenting website and the blog. Look, and then there's something in it for you. You're going to start learning how to deal with that. Can I tell you that I'm getting a symptom? My symptom is the runny nose. I want to check. Is that you? Are you having sinus? I don't have sinus.
He does, I know for sure. We just had it come through our house, and I'm just at the end of it where it's like a drainage.
Exactly. So I get the symptoms of the clients that I'm working with, and I check myself before I do a session. So I'm like, and then I try to figure out what are my symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually just had like an actual rhythm. So the thing that your angels and guides are telling me is they really want you to avoid all theory.
Oh.
But I mean all together. They'll ignore for you.
Yeah, I very rarely consume dairy. At most, it's a little bit of cheese or ice cream.
Cheese. It's the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the cheese. So you can have frozen yogurt, maybe. That would be like sweet. And actually, chocolate is a thing for you as well. But it's the cheese that's going to kill you. So yeah, get off the cheese.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, and I've recognized that, and I do know that it doesn't. I don't like it as much as I like to think I like it. So.
Yeah.
So I'll do I'll read into the blog, and will I just like intuitively know the next step? I ask to be shown signs, and I've got different I've got a different business I have going with body care, and I've been feeling like something with my business partner, and it feels off to where the motivation with it has dwindled to where because I feel it a lot more right now where I need to be doing something different. And it makes me want to do nothing. So.
I understand that frustration. What I want you to do is read the blog and find out how you can become a parent educator.
Okay.
So there's a possibility that you can combine the business that you have, working with other moms, and figure out how you can be successful with the emotional.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, Matthew, did you have a phone call?
Yes, we have Don on the call, and let's see, it says on the message board, Shannon, you might need to call in because she's not as loud without the phone. Or Matthew, can you turn up your computer volume? I certainly can. So, Shannon, I got the computer volume up so we can hear you through the computer here, and we do have Don on the line. Don, are you with us still?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
How are you guys doing today?
Can you hear? Okay, great.
Yeah, she was kind of difficult to hear, quite honestly. She was like fading in and out.
Okay. Fading in and out a little bit. All right. How do
you
hear, Shannon? Can you speak to Don and we can see how you're coming through?
Look, I can hear Don perfectly. If you can hear me, Don, what's your question?
My question is I am from New York, looking to move down to Charlotte. I've actually been interviewing for some positions down there, and I'm just wondering if you see something coming to fruition soon.
That is a hugely positive move. You got a big thumbs up for that. The climate is going to suit you better. The mixture of people is going to suit you better. You're going to feel more at home. You're going to enjoy yourself. And finally, you're going to give yourself a break. Because, Don, you're really hard on yourself, and you're somebody who is like a workaholic. But when you move into this new environment, you're going to actually make time to have a social life, to be with friends. And so your angels and guides are highly recommending that.
Okay. And do you see a job coming through here soon, or...?
Don, before we go to that, I just want to check with you. Are you a massive workaholic, spend time with friends, or are you a 24-hour work junkie?
No, actually, I'm kind of, I fall in the middle. I'm not I used to be a workaholic years ago, but I have stopped that a long time ago. So I just, I do my job and I go home.
That's it. What about your life?
I call her my wife. I introduce her as my wife, but we're not married. We have a daughter and a house and everything. But, I usually just go home and go with her. And that's another thing is that she wanted to go, but the last few months have been extremely difficult for us. So she's actually telling me she wants to end a relationship. So I'm going no matter what. But I would like for her to come with me, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay, Don, I can only take one call session.
Yeah, no problem.
On this kind of TV radio venue. So what I can tell you is the move for you and your life is going to be extremely positive. And when I hear that, here is that everything is going to work better for you. So keep applying and take the first job that you get. Don't be picky. Just move there, because once you're there, you can use that as your base of operations and things
exactly.
will get better. Have you got me?
Exactly. Yep, I got you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Okay,
take care.
We should get into what we went into last week just briefly, because we were empowering people. You were showing them this muscle testing and different ways to muscle test. Should we go over that real quick again so we can get this crystal clear and do this again?
So, Matthew David, what I was teaching last week is something that I think everybody can use.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the power of getting our own information just for ourselves in our own hands. And what it looks like is asking for a yes or no question by using our hands. And when you think about it, you want to look for a yes that is a stop
mm-hmm.
and a no that is a go. Okay, so this is how I do it. I put my finger through and I say to my angels and guides, I ground myself, I look around, I make sure that I'm fully earthed, and I say, please show me a yes. And I'm looking for a stop. And then I say, please show me a no. I've got the no. So I ground myself, I check to see yes, no, then I ask my question, and I start with something basic. I don't ask for, should I move to Japan? I ask for something like, should I drink tea? And then I get no. Okay, I've had enough tea for the day. Can I have chocolate? Yes. Ooh, I can have chocolate. All right, everything's good in my life. And then I say, thank you. So those are the four steps. Grounding,
okay.
Checking, asking, and thanking. Got it?
Yes. Let's do it right now, Sabrina, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're grounding. Okay, now checking.
You're not grounded. Sorry, Matthew
okay.
David.
Okay.
Ground more. Okay.
Okay.
So by ground, what I mean is take a deep breath, shake your hands out, look around the room, and say, okay, shelf, computer, camera, I see stuff. I feel clear. I'm here. Okay, Sabrina is grounded. Matthew, come back to us.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're good.
All right.
And then do a check. Say, show me, hey, Matthew, wake up. Hey, show me a yes, show me a no.
Okay, yes. Okay, show me a no.
Oh.
You're good. Sabrina, let's see.
Angel.
Show me a yes.
Show me a yes. Angel.
Show me a no.
Show me a no. Oh, okay. Worked.
Yeah, okay. Be a little bit gentler with yourself, Sabrina.
Okay.
So it just has to slide through. You don't
okay.
have to force it. There you go. That's better. So the yes is a stop because it means you've got the answer. Don't go any further. The no means not that, something else. So you can learn how to count. How many hours of sleep do I need tonight?
Mm.
Do I need 1, 2, 3, 4? Only 4 hours of sleep?
Ah.
What? Are you like the Energizer Bunny or what?
Yeah.
Why do you only need 4 hours of sleep?
I don't know. I don't need a lot of sleep.
What? Well, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, but Matthew, I'm getting needs a lot more sleep. For Matthew, how many hours of sleep do I need? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Matthew, how will you do with 6? Is that going to help
you
feel well
rested? Yeah, 6 would be fantastic, yes.
Man, I'm on like 9. I need 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I get about 6, maybe 4. I probably get 4, which is not enough.
Oh, that's not enough.
No.
It's really not enough because remember that we talked about in our other chat
yeah.
that you need a few more minerals in your system?
Exactly.
And minerals need to be absorbed overnight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to I'll get to bed a little earlier. That's the issue, staying up all.
You go to bed right now, young man, and you get started asleep.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So that's one way that one can do muscle testing for oneself.
Okay.
You can apply it to a lot of different things. You can apply it to your to-do list. You can say, okay, I've got all these things to do today. Which of these should I tackle first? Should I call that guy? Should I... I should do that first. That'll really be like the domino effect, and it'll start my day off right. Fantastic.
I like that. And that's great for anybody listening. I really like that because not everybody has access to somebody as accurate as you are, but they can actually become accurate themselves, and that's what I found
that's
very interesting.
That's the point. I want to work myself out of a job. I don't want to be everybody's translator. I want you to do it yourself, and I actually believe that's our God-given talent, to be able to get our divine guidance by ourselves. That's the idea.
Yeah. So let's go into that. When we talked about minerals, the average person listening to this may be concerned about deficiencies or toxicities or what's going on, and you have a really good way of starting and narrowing things down. How did we do that last week when we really got specific?
So I'll do it for myself.
Okay.
Or we could probably do it for Sabrina.
Sure.
What I said is there anything, I'll do it for myself and then we can do it with Sabrina. Is there anything that I'm lacking in these days? Okay, yes. And then I think about the categories of things. So I say, is it a food? Is it a liquid? Is it a mineral? Is it a vitamin? Okay, so for me, it's a vitamin. Maybe you can think of other categories, but I got a vitamin. So then I do ABC to try to figure out what my vitamins are. Is it one thing? Okay, for me, it's more than one thing. Is it two, three? Okay, I particularly am lacking in three vitamins. And I know what I've got on my shelf. It may or may not be on my shelf. I can say, is it on my shelf? No. Okay, I have to go to the shelf. Fine, I'll go to the shelf. Am I lacking in A, B, C? Okay, I'm lacking in C. Am I lacking in D? I'm lacking in D. What else is there? I mean, E, F, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. I'm lacking in Q, but I don't even know what Q is. So they're trying to tell me something, but I don't know what it is.
CoQ10?
Yeah.
Could be. Okay, that's a yes. Like, I've never taken it before. Yeah, I've seen it, but I've never taken it before.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Sabrina, let's give you a try.
Okay.
First question, show me a yes, show me a no. Go ahead.
Okay. Show me a yes, show me a no.
You're not grounded because you forced that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now look around. Because one of your internal questions is, what if I get this wrong? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was thinking that, and I wanted to ask, and I thought, wait, I don't need to ask because she can probably hear me thinking that.
Yeah, I did, actually. So calm yourself down, and with a lot of self-love, just say, I'm going to give this my best try.
Okay.
This isn't a life or death situation. If I take vitamin B or not, you know, it's not going to kill me.
Okay.
So big breath. Okay. Look around and name some colors that you see.
Okay.
What colors are around in the room?
Blue, green, gray, orange, red.
Okay. All right. Let's see if that's grounded enough.
Okay.
Please show me a yes.
Please show me a yes. Please show me a no. Okay.
Yeah. That's much better, much better. Okay. Is there anything I'm lacking in terms of my nutrition?
Is there anything I'm lacking in my nutrition? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is it, and then you could start naming categories.
Is it
food? Is it liquid?
Is it in food? Is it in liquid? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are you dehydrated? Let's say, am I dehydrated?
Am I dehydrated? Yeah.
Yeah. How many glasses of water should I drink today? Or maybe how many liters of water should I drink every day? You can ask it how you want to ask it.
How many glasses of water do I need to drink today to be hydrated? One. Two. Two.
Keep going.
Oh, there you are. Two. So it said two.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I froze. I couldn't see you do it. Can you do it again for me?
Okay. One glass? Yes, one glass. Or more than one glass? No.
Okay. Calm down. Yeah? You're not sure? It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Try yes, no. So start over from scratch.
Yes. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Okay. How many glasses? Did you ask for today or forever?
Just for today. Well, I guess I could even ask every day. How many glasses should I be drinking a day?
How about right now?
Just
do
right
it with
now.
The right now.
Just right
now. We're just doing little by little.
Okay. One.
That's a yes. So you can stop. Just one glass.
Just
one
glass.
That dehydrated.
Okay. And then should I ask?
Okay.
I can ask if there's any minerals. Am I just...
Sure. And then, but be sure to say thank you when you get a message.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the message.
Thank you for the message.
I thank my body. I thank my angels.
My bodies. I thank my angels. I thank my parents. Okay. So,
are there any minerals that it's important for me to take?
Are there any minerals that are important for me to take? Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, do you have a gut feeling about what it could be?
I already know what I need to be taking?
Maybe. What do you know?
Yes. The magnesium and the multivineral that
okay.
I take.
Is the magnesium and the multivineral, is that going to cover me?
Yeah,
I got it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
cool.
you.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works.
Good.
I really like that, and especially because we have a nutraceutical company, and I've been buying nutraceuticals ever since I was a teenager. And a lot of the times when you walk into somewhere, you see 1,000 options. So this is a way to narrow it down to what most likely you need right now instead of trying to guess, because that can be very expensive.
I agree. And today I went into a health shop, and because you and I had talked about magnesium last time, and I said I was going to try magnesium oil. So they only had one brand of magnesium oil on the shelf, and it had MSM as one of its ingredients. And I knew that in the past I had had a bad reaction to that.
Mm.
That magnesium oil. And I got a no because of the MSM. It just wasn't going to work right for me. Too bad, because that was the only one that they had. So I'll have to go to another store.
Yes. Now, maybe you should test and see, would our product, the Back Into Action, be beneficial for you?
How can I get it? I'm in South Africa. You are in California.
Can we send to South Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've shipped to South Africa, UPS, or even just through the mail I've shipped.
Okay, you could, but our mail system has completely gone haywire, and so our postal system goes on strike all the time, so I would never send it. I see that we've only got 2 minutes left. Is there something important that you want to ask or talk about?
Sure. Well, with 2 minutes left, let's talk about, okay, I've been having a lot of stress lately with some issues that have been kind of ongoing for a while. What did you want to tell me in regards to those issues? They're business-type issues. Is there anything you want to give me insight into that area?
I need you to frame your question a little bit. You're saying I have problems.
Okay.
Everybody has problems.
It's problems that everybody would have.
Should I do that? Can you ask me like that?
Okay. How about this? Is the path that I'm going on now in regards to some issues that my business has been confronted with the right path, or should I consider an alternative approach?
They're saying you should consider an alternative approach, and what they're talking about is you have an idea of somebody who's a wealth coach, and they would like you to work with him. It's a guy. Do you know who they're talking about? They're saying there's a success coach that is appropriate for you because you don't have your plan aligned with where you want to be in 5 years' time and how much money you want to be making.
Yeah.
So you really need some mentoring, so that's the alternative approach. So do you know who they're talking about, the guy that you're supposed to be working with? The name I'm getting is Robin Sharma. That's a wealth coach that I have heard of. Have you ever heard of him, Sharma?
No, but I will look into it. Yeah, that
okay,
sounds...
Okay, but it doesn't have to be that guy.
Yeah.
But that is the first name that came to me. So it could be anybody that you know.
Okay.
That is kind of like you, kind of has your profile, but is a few steps ahead of you. You need some coaching, as we all do at certain points in our lives.
Yes, I like that. Okay, would you like to add anything before we close out, Shannon?
So I work with people via phone, and I work with people in the States and in Canada, even though I'm based in South Africa, and I call people. And then we have a 10-question session in which they ask questions about themselves. I do it all the time. I really love my work because what I want to tell you is you are guided. I am guided, and you are guided. And when I can amplify the voices of our guides just for one session, then you know what they sound like. So when you get your own messages, then it sounds really familiar, and you're ready to take on that advice and apply it to your own life. That's the point.
That's fantastic. And where can people find your work at, Shannon?
My website is my name, so it's shannonwalbrand.com.
Perfect. Just like it sounds, walbrand.com, shannonwalbrand.com. I'm so grateful to connect with you again, Shannon. You've given out some great information and some huge insights for all of us. So thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Stay good. Bye. Nice to meet you, Sabrina. Take it easy.
Thank
Ciao.
You, Shannon. Bye.
Bye. All right. Yeah.